Welcome to the Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Audrey in California. Audrey has this question for us. Micah, what's the question?
Who is Jesus praying to since he is God?
That's a great question. If you have your Bibles with you, let's turn to Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
Colossians 2, verse 8 and 9. All right. Colossians is in the New Testament. Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. So it's right after Philippians. It's a little book. Colossians chapter what?
2.
Chapter 2.
Verses 8 and 9.
Verse 8 and 9. All right, Aiden, read that for us. What does that say?
Beware lest anyone cheat you, philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
You may have heard someone say that there is one God, and this is true. But it's more accurate to say that there is one Godhead made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus, God the Son, left God the Father in heaven to come to this earth as a human, who did he pray to? Well, he prayed to his Father in heaven. For hundreds of years, people have tried to explain how one God can exist as three individuals. What matters is this. The same Father in heaven who Jesus prayed to wants to hear your prayers as well.
And you know, Jesus even said, this is how you should pray, our Father which art in heaven. Probably some of you kids know that. And so just as Jesus was praying to his Father, he wants us to pray to his Father too. That's so neat. Thanks, Audrey, for that question. We're really thankful for it. And kids, we're so glad you joined us today. And we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.